Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner and ladies.
Yes, my favorite day of the week is Tuesdays and Thursdays with Kim Whitley and Sherry Shepherd in Los Angeles. Hey, booze.
Hey, family.
What's going on?
Sherry, how you feel, boo? How you feeling?
I'm a lot better. Thank you for prayers and everything.
Yep. And gas money.
And gas. Kim came. I had to go to the hospital yesterday.
No. Tell the truth. She texting me and Sybil. Who says this on the text? I feel dizzy. I'm at the light falling asleep.
Because they had given me a cough syrup. And I woke up and I had to drive Jeffrey to school. But I kept falling asleep. And I was slurring my speech, and I texted Kim and Sybil. They are my 911s.
Sybil is in.
And I texted Kim. I know.
Yeah, Sybil's in Dallas.
I was like, Sybil, help me. I'm scared.
She said, Sybil, help me. I'm scared.
And I was like, oh my gosh.
Sybil,
I got
it. A nurse.
I thought I was stroking.
I don't even play.
You're in Los Angeles. You 911 into Dallas for
Sybil. Sybil can fix. She's up there with God. She can fix everything.
I was like, who is with you?
Nobody.
And that was the response. And then finally it was, Kim is coming.
right.
Kim is coming.
Like, I was so scared. I couldn't think. I couldn't talk right.
I just said, where are you? I didn't know what corner she was on, she was.
Kim
said,
came in like Auntie Erling, just coming
through the flying.
She came on right on in. I had to give the doctor all the notes and tell the doctor her
issues. All I remember is red lipstick and a lot of hair.
And then you took her to the hospital?
I was there already.
Yeah, I met her at the urgent care. She said, I'm going to go straight to urgent care. And I said, where is she? She didn't give me no address. She just told me the vicinity.
So you had to find the urgent care.
Kim was like, Siri, tell me where Sherry is. Yes.
I was like literally leaning on the window and I was crying. I was like, I think I'm going. This is it. Yes. Like, Jeffrey, I think I'm going to die.
If I didn't feel sorry for her, I'd have slapped her.
And then they told me that they had given me cough syrup because I was there the day before. They put Vicodin in the day.
Well, no, it says cough syrup with codeine, right?
I thought it was codeine.
That's what you told me.
Yeah.
The doctor, after we 3 hours sitting there, the doctor comes back, and we were talking about, she has a reaction with Vicodin just like this, blah, blah. The doctor comes back in laughing. He was like, well, guess what? That cough syrup has Vicodin in it. Yeah. That's your problem. Problem solved.
I was so upset.
I just looked at her and said, so you just high.
and that was it. The girl is seriously high.
I was high. I don't do drugs, so I don't know. I thought I was having a stroke.
Yeah, then she's going to run out in the lobby and yell at everybody, I don't have a stroke, everyone. I don't have a stroke.
What?
Yes.
And we met a cute guy there, too, at urgent care, too.
Yeah, we both looking like grandma and grandpa. Don't even try to guess who the daddy was.
At urgent care. That's a good place, ladies.
Yeah, we walk out, this man roll up on us. I said,
Not now. I got my papers, little discharge papers.
He was excited. He was a comic and he was a fan. He had great teeth.
He sure did. I said, are you stroking too?
Yeah, I told him. I was like, what you got for you get up on us?
Why are you here?
Yes.
Thank you, Kim and Sybil.
You're welcome.
That That's what Marlon sees in the two of you. I get it now.
Yeah.
Now?
I really get it now, Sib. I got it before, but now I really understand. Marlon has a TV show, as you probably know, and he came by the TJMS on a Kim Whitley, Sherry Shepherd day. And he left with an idea to include Kim and Sherry in an episode of Marlon as sisters.
Yes, he did.
He did.
And they're shooting. Did you finally shot it?
We shot it already.
A couple weeks ago. So I don't know when it's going, but we'll let you know when it's going.
Oh, yeah.
Funny episode.
It was a funny episode.
And now I understand.
I'm telling you.
She ran out into the lobby screaming, I'm not having a stroke.
I sure did. Do you understand?
I'm looking at her like,
because I looked up symptoms of strokes for women, and it says slurred speech, dizzy, nausea, and I was all of that, and I said, so I'm driving, I was like, oh my God, I'm having a stroke, I gotta make it right here, and then, you know.
But you didn't look up the symptoms for drug addict.
No.
Same symptoms.
I didn't realize I was a drug addict. Same symptoms. With Vicodin, and I was high the entire time.
I couldn't believe it.
She was like, and the funny thing is, Kim is like, if she don't stop falling asleep while I'm talking to her.
I was nodding off.
I texted him. I was like, if she don't stop falling asleep in front of me,
literally,
I'm gonna get a complex.
He was in one of them nods. I was like, she's in a heroin
nod. She high at all?
And would come back up and keep talking.
Just high.
I should have known. My Uncle Fred went through the same thing. Same. I should have known.
She kept getting me out there, half pajamas, half clothes.
I know, but yeah. The lipstick was kicking.
Was she talking like a slave? Because usually, you know, when she gets sleepy, she starts talking. She starts talking like with. Did she?
No, she don't, because she was scared. And she was asleep. She would fall asleep, and then she'd get up, and then she'd start going through, well, what am I going to do about Jeffrey?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. What am I going to do about Jeffrey?
Oh, yeah, that's the slave talk.
She went to slave talk. I know.
She was 18, 13 right there.
And I kept telling the people urgent care, I think I'm having a stroke. And they was like, just wait, and we'll call your name. Yes, like, what? Have a seat. We'll call you. I think I'm broken.
That's she was trying to do all kind of stuff just to get in the back.
Because it was urgent care was crowded. She was crowded. Maybe I should have gone to the ER.
Same thing.
I was like, if you were thinking this clearly, then you're not having.
I know.
A
I had put on the wig and everything. So
now,
Sybil,
what are you FaceTiming all
no,
this?
No FaceTime.
She was on the air.
I was just texting.
Yeah, she was just texting. You were on the air, weren't you, Sybil?
Yeah.
What, yesterday morning?
Yeah.
I often text Sybil when she's on the air, like she's got nothing to do.
Fresh time.
Right.
And you wonder why I'm tired right now. I was like, look, we work together on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You ain't supposed to call me on Sunday morning.
That's all I had was Sybil and Kim.
Sybil, you didn't tell me anything about this yesterday morning.
You could have done any more than I was doing.
Yeah,
well, I'm Super Boo. Of course I could do more than you.
Yeah, well,
I am Super Boo.
Yeah, okay.
Put some respect on my name.
Okay.
Put some respect.
And it ain't that we don't respect your name. It's just that I just don't want you to see me like that. You didn't need to see me laid out like that.
And he didn't want to see you like that.
No.
He would have been like, go take care of Sherry.
You
could have
sent your little get well basket.
Little get well basket.
Oh.
Right. Send flowers to Sherry in the urgent care center.
No, I'd have got on black and I'd have been out there in 2 hours. Yeah, Sherry Shepherd, Kim Whitley Tuesday. Black Moms Matter coming up, plus black girl problems and what's in your purse. I love it. And Damon's got more seriously ignorant news this hour. 10 past the hour, TJMS.